This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
I got it.
One of you said to me recently,
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, friends. This is just craziness what we're seeing across the boards. And I believe I'm going to Article 2, Section 2, and I want to highlight something here for you, because you need to hear this. Article 2, Section 2, the President shall be Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy of the United States and of the militia. Now, Americans, you need to understand that you are the militia. Okay, that is why you are an armed people, America. Also notice that the CIA-controlled media has demonized the militia. Yet when you look at the Constitution of the United States, the militia is a part of the Constitution of the United States of America, just for the record. And it's the president, the commander-in-chief, that will call them up in the time of need. When called into the actual service of the United States, he may require the opinion in writing the principal officer in each of the executive departments upon any subject relating to the duties of then the respective offices, and he shall have power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that we must understand that it is his job, now I'm over in Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, that the laws be faithfully executed in the United States of America. Now, I also understand that there's a lot of people, that's Article 2, by the way, Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Read it when you get a moment. We're seeing across the boards, friends, not only an influx of illegals coming into the United States of America, but we're also now seeing on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, the murder of American mothers and children in Mexico, which, by the way, is an act of war. Okay? And if someone wants to remind the President of the United States of America that he is the Commander-in-Chief and that it is his duty and obligation, as it is at others, namely them that call themselves representatives of American government, that it is their job to faithfully execute the laws of the United States of America concerning repealing invasion, repealing invasion, the list goes on and on and on, but it's an act of treason when we see those that represent we the people not stand up and enforce those laws. And one of the things that I continuously reiterate on this program, friends, is the American people looking for the justice that has been promised by this administration. They're looking for the promises of the laws to be faithfully executed against criminals within and without. First, starting within. We clean our own house before we go clean out other people's house and their houses. Just for the record, okay, it's all constitutional. And it's absolutely amazing to me how people get angered with me when they say it's their, they declare it's their sentiment as well. They're looking for justice. Americans want justice. After all, it guards our liberties. And what's being eroded, friends, by those that are supposed to guard our liberties, friends? They're the ones encroaching upon our God-given rights. They're the ones attempting to strip our God-given rights. And that is exactly why you have no justice, because you are not looking to government to do their job. You're looking to government to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourselves. And I say this, shame on you. Shame on you for standing back and tolerating it. I just posted this morning, and it's absolutely great. And I want you to listen to it carefully. Knowing the difference between those that identify as patriots today, comparable to that, friends, of what our forefathers established. Listen to the mind of our forefathers, namely when one of our forefathers said this. Now listen carefully. I'm live radio right now, friends. And I'm waiting for it to pull up, pulling up. I just posted it this morning. This is John Adams, the second president of the United States of America. He said, "There is danger from all men. The only maxim of a free government ought to be to trust no man living with the power to endanger the public liberty." And what have the American people done today? They've cast off their responsibility and saying, wait a second, we want to trust you to do for us what we delegated a power that has been given unto us by God unto you with. We want to just go ahead and trust you. We want to go about our business. And by the way, friends, that would and should be the case. But that's not human nature whatsoever. It's not human nature whatsoever. If you remember right, friends, guard with jealousy. I'm going over to, as he comes to my aid, Mr. Patrick Henry. He said, guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Now listen carefully. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Suspect. Don't let it be a given that he's just going to do what he said he was going to do. Patrick Henry, a son of liberty, said, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. He said, unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Wow. So in other words, if they're not going to do it, friends, then you better do it. If they're not going to mean what they say, then you better mean what you say, friends. Now this comes to my aid, folks, just shooting from the hip. Just shooting from the hip as the Holy Ghost gives it to us. Going over to patriotism means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public representative that says that they're going to do something and then they fail to do it. It is patriotic to support them insofar as they are efficiently serving the country. It is unpatriotic not to oppose them to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise, they fail in their duty to stand by the country. Folks, who's alluring illegals into the United States of America? With your welfare tax dollars, friends. They've allocated, reallocated your tax dollars to allure illegals into America on something called welfare. It's unconstitutional. Can't find that anywhere, friends. Thessalonians 3:10. If they don't work, they don't eat, but yet they're driving around in brand new cars. They're living large, friends, on your dime, and they don't have to work. And these are your said representatives alluring them into the United States of America. Now, this conversation all started, friends, from what's going on in America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the murder of American mothers and children. Mexico's at war. And it's an act of war when they start killing our people. Well, guess what, friends? They've been killing our people for a long time within the borders of the United States of America. So anyways, with that said, friends, there's my preface. We're going to come right back and we're going to finish up preaching so as to convert nobody, 17.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Thank you to the guys down at Genesis Communication Networks for doing such a good job. Appreciate you guys down there. Just wanted to give you a high five publicly. With that, friends, I wanted to let you know, too, I wasn't just highlighting the murder of American mothers and children in Mexico. And by the way, that's a declaration of war. Okay, this has been going on in America for a long time. It's been illegals that have been lured in by said representatives in this country through unconstitutional sanctuary cities, friends, that are alluring them in here. And this is why we have such a high crime rate from those that are without. And also interesting to know, friends, I remember when President Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal-in-chief, foreign sodomite he is indeed, when he released 68,000 illegals, felons, out of the prison system in America, out onto the streets, endangering me and you. Folks, they're being used as mercenaries in one way or another. And it's promised from heaven that if you forget him, that he's going to turn that nation into hell. That's exactly what's happening today. Also wanted to let you know, friends, we have, again, pay attention to who's responsible for this, only your said representatives, friends, a new kind of tyranny, the global state's war on those who speak truth to power. Truth to power is back at us, because, again, we are the government in this country. The point of this article, friends, is, by the way, it's written by none other than our friend over at Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead. It's all aimed at shutting us up. It's all aimed at our Christian constitutional heritage, friends. Speaking truth to power, friends, is speaking truth to those that represent us. And keep in mind, they are not the power. They are, friends, representatives of those that have the power, us, that gave them delegated authority to act in such a fashion. Folks, they're eating away at the people that they're supposed to serve. How ridiculous. This is the history of man, friends. They forsake God. They end up giving their allegiance to a man, a Messiah type, nothing new under the sun, friends. Ecclesiastes 1:4. They end up being destroyed, and then they return back to the God that they should have never departed from. That's just the history of mankind. But I want you to hear this because, and I'm going to end with this because I got to get back to preaching so as to convert nobody here. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, which is, by the way, being censored by Google and the big tech companies, as I've shared so many times in the past, shadow banned by Twitter and messed with by Facebook. And yes, we do have an attorney. And yes, we're considering a class action lawsuit. And yes, there's a whole mess of people that are just allowing these people to swell our ranks because they are, friends, just for the record, okay, lawfully. But on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, I want you to remember when I give you this headline, I'm not talking about what's going on over in a third world country, okay? Islamic takeover in Michigan. Thousands of Shia Muslims march in Rashida Tlaib's district. This is happening in America by design. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Verse 50, friends, verse 63, it's all there. Leviticus 26, going backwards, starting at chapter 15, go all the way to the end of the chapter, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. This is, hey, folks, I don't care what everybody else is saying. I don't care what the conservative talking heads are saying. I don't care. They're controlled opposition. I don't care what the false prophets are saying as you continuously praise them to your own destruction. I don't care what they have to say. I'm telling you what the written word says because this is where we're at today. Islamic takeover in Michigan, sonsoflibertymedia.com, thousands of Shia Muslims march in Rashida Tlaib's district. All comes, folks, with the video, so you can understand that Bradley Dean's not on the radio by his own will, having a good time, trying to scare people into submission. That's not at all what I'm doing here at all, friends. I am doing what nobody else is willing to do, and that is to tell you what others are unwilling to tell you, the truth. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I got to say this. Get out of being the pawn on the board concerning the clowns that are playing you in the circus of politics. Get out of the political game, friends, because it's all designed to hand more power over to a global system. It's exactly what's happening today. Okay? Look at the players. Folks, you know what? I could go off on this right now, but just for the sake of putting a little salt on your tongue, all day long throughout the news, again, let me ask you, what is it that you see in the news? Scandal after 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 scandal coming from those that are supposed to magnify the laws of the U.S. Constitution. And what happens to those that are responsible for the scandals? What happens to those that are responsible for the scandals, America? What is it that happens to those that are responsible for the scandals, America? Here, let me ask you again. What happens to those that are responsible concerning the scandals that they're a part of, concerning your said representatives? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. If that is not the surest sign, friends, that these are the clowns in the circus of politics, merely putting on a show for you through smoke and mirrors to continuously strip you of your God-given rights, then I don't know how to tell it to you, friends, because it's all happening right in front of your face again. I'm scrolling up and down sonsoflibertymedia.com. And, you know, folks, Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, again, they're the most influential people, voted the most influential people in the world. This is all communism, friends. This is all the communists casting it into your teeth because they know what they're telling you is not true, but they want you to believe what they're telling you is true. So there is a reason 94% of you declare that you don't believe the media. Well, let me tell you what, rightly so. And keep in mind the people that are telling you that they're the most admired in the world are the very ones that don't know how to tell you the truth. They're the very ones that don't know how to tell you the truth, friends. Gosh, I'm just looking at the news. It's just so. Mayor Pete's Buttigieg's millennial slavery program. I mean, folks, man accused of hate crime for refusing to sodomize transgender. It's just, you can't make it up. You notice how you never see the news promulgate anything that's in favor of our laws? Like, for example, where you see armed men killing off intruders that meant to bring harm to them. Do you ever see that in the mainstream media? No, never. Why? Because it strengthens the people. It strengthens the Second Amendment. It strengthens you as Americans, friends. They don't want you to see none of that. But on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we have some of that. I'm just scrolling, looking right now. It's so depressing. Seeing another thing here on free speech censoring Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Hey, folks, how come old big bad boy Ted Cruz and Trey Gowdy haven't prosecuted big tech companies yet? Because big tech companies work for covering for the corrupt in the government that they fail to prosecute or indict. That's why. And yet that's their whole purpose. Just scrolling, Biden campaign imploding, friends. I told you, Pete Buttigieg, Beto, Biden campaign imploding. I told you, folks, they're nothing but a bunch of actors, a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics. And I also asked you the question, America, in all sincerity, what about the other 200 people that are running for the presidency of the United States of America that you never heard a word from? Oh, and just think about this, all of you brainwashed ones. Just think about this, not all of you, but those that are still brainwashed into believing that your man's in the White House. Isn't it absolutely astounding that just yesterday, I believe it was the New York Post that actually predicted that Donald Trump is going to he's going to win the second term, his second term. Both Democrats and Republicans said that he was going to win a second term. Really? Well, who drove opposition? The media did. Who are the options? Well, those that America hated and those that America, well, we'll just give him the benefit of the doubt. He's the best that we've been offered. Exactly. America, got another question for you. What about the other 200 people that were running for the presidency of the United States of America that the CIA-controlled media didn't give one second of airtime to? What about those guys? I'm just asking, what about those guys? Where are they at? How come you didn't hear from them? How come you didn't hear about them? Because they didn't want you to hear about them. They didn't want you to know that there was options. They didn't want you to know that there's really some real candidates out there that really want to stand up for who we are, according to we the people, one nation under God. That's why they just didn't want you to know. I end with this segment. What about the other 200 people that are running for presidency? Where they at? All of you Trumpites, please tell me, where they at? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
9 U.S. citizens are dead after drug cartel members ambushed their caravan along a dirt road in northern Mexico. The victims were a Mormon group living in the area, and investigators believe it may have been a terrible case of mistaken identity. The victims were from Utah, and Utah Senator Republican Mike Lee says his office is still trying to find out what happened.
I've seen the reports of it. It's tragic. We're still getting the details. I've been on the phone with National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien and with Vice President Pence this morning. My thoughts and my prayers go out to the families of the victims.
AT&T is agreeing to pay $60 million to settle claims it misled consumers by promising unlimited data. The FTC claimed the company began slowing down the data of millions of its customers once they reached a certain point. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to check us out live, you can watch us. We're doing test runs on YouTube right now. We're going in and out with other servers, friends, trying to get a better signal as to what we're doing here. But it is growing little by little, incrementally. It has legs of its own by the power of the Holy Ghost. That is on Before It's News. Right now, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there, Before It's News. We appreciate your trust. If you want to check us out online, you can do that, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, double E. Don't forget that B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Bradley Dean and or Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, check that out. We got a brand new video, hopefully going up tonight again. Just put one up last week, and folks, it's all there as to bring about resolve concerning the issues from extracted and taken from directly from the Word of God in the Bible, because we understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. If you want to call in at any time, you can, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here as Paul did. Check it out. 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Timothy 2:15. The list goes on. You get the point. Spurgeon's admonition to seminarians on the gospel. Charles Spurgeon. He said, listen carefully, avoid a sugared gospel, as you would shun sugar of lead. He said, seek that gospel which rips up and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills, for that is the gospel that makes alive again. Whoa. And when you have found it, give good heed to it. Let it enter into your inmost being. As the rain soaks into the ground, so pray the Lord to let his gospel soak into your soul. Oh, my. Folks, this is completely the opposite of what we're being told today. When I go to Jude, verse 3, listen carefully. Beloved, those that are loved of the Lord, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, liberation from sin, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend. Contend is the word that's missing from the American church today. Okay? The enemies know how to contend, but the self-proclaimed righteous do not. The Bible says that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, carnal lusts, that which appeals to the flesh, right? And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to, just for the sake of it, because it's coming to my aid right now, go over to Galatians 1. And I just want you to read this before we get over to Preaching So As to Convert Nobody, written in New York, September 7th, 1871. Listen to what Paul said. He said this in Galatians 1. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul said, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, right? Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you, and you would pervert, and would pervert the gospel of truth. But Paul goes on and says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Do you understand? Let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God, or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify, brethren, that the gospel which is preached of me is not after man, for I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. This is a different... Folks, how many times have we been warned over and over again to beware of the doctrines of men? Colossians 2:8 says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. There's nothing behind it. No life. After the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Colossians 2:8. Folks, I could go off on this rabbit trail for the next half an hour. How many times have we been warned? Jesus said, be not deceived. Be not deceived. Many will come in my name. They'll call themselves Christians. They'll tell you that they're Christians. But again, going back to what he always says, the way to be a fruit inspector is to judge them by the fruit that they bear. 7:16. Okay? So now let's take this back to Charles Finney, Great Awakening preacher. Back in the 1800s, he wrote this in New York on September 7th, 1871. I believe we're up to number 7 right now, believe it or not. Be sparing of thought, he said. This is how to preach as to convert nobody. He said, be sparing of thought, lest your sermon contain truth enough to convert a soul. In other words, don't tell people too much truth. I've heard people this, friends. A couple analogies. Thank you, Lord. I remember a pastor's wife said to me, Bradley, don't get to the point where you're so heavenly-minded that you're no earthly good. And I was like taken back. I was a baby Christian that's like, what did you just say? Don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Listen, if I'm not heavenly minded, I'm not going to be any good here on earth for mankind. We're called as Christians to bring the answers to the world. And if I'm not heavenly minded, I surely can't do it within myself. I have to depend upon the Holy Ghost to do for me what I cannot do. Freely you have received, freely you have given. You can't give what you don't have, friends. And only the Holy Ghost can do that. We're supposed to find our faith in Him, not in man. But I remember when she said that, it was almost like, what did you just say? Don't be so heavenly minded that you're no earthly good. Yes, she really said that. Yet the Bible tells us that our conversation becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our conversation is to becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. And yes, I'm in Philippians, and I'm doing live radio right now, and it's coming to my aid. I want to make sure that you understand exactly what it says, because I know what I just told you is exactly what it said, but I want to give you more of it in context. Only let your conversation become as be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. And he goes on and he says that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs. Then he goes on that you stand fast in one spirit, one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Whoa. See what happens when you become so earthly good that you're no heavenly good? Folks, you're worthless. You're lifeless. You're dead men's graves. Men walk over them and they know not that they're walking over you. What happens if we lose the salt in our savor? Friends, we're good for nothing. We're to be gathered up and to be thrown in the fire. Oh my goodness, friends. People really say stupid things like that. Our Father who art in heaven, holy is thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. How's this will to be done in earth as it is in heaven if we're not first heavenly minded? The Bible says that our conversation is in heaven. When you go to Psalm 50, it talks about how King David wanted his conversation to be led, that he might know his salvation. Of course I want my conversation, friends, by the way, to become the gospel of Jesus Christ. My conversations, no matter who I'm talking to, friends, I'm telling you what, the Word of God pops up into my mind. It bubbles up from my heart right to my head. The Holy Ghost is always on if we're willing to be always used for His purposes and His glory. We're talking about preaching as to convert nobody. Going to number 8. Let your sermon should make a saving impression, announced to no distinct propositions or heads that will be remembered to disturb the consciences of your hearers. Now, I tapped into this just a little bit yesterday. And the Bible tells us, okay, now what he's talking about is how we're supposed to preach as to convert nobody, right? And then basically what he's saying is preach in such a fashion that you don't offend anybody. Okay, that's what he's talking about right here. Well, when you go to the book of Timothy, I was just there yesterday. And I actually read 1st and 2nd Timothy over the last couple of days, but in 1 Timothy 5:20 it says this. It says, those who are sinning rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may fear. Did you hear what I said? This is the New Testament, 1 Timothy 5:20. Those that are violating or transgressing God's moral law, you're to rebuke in front of all of the other people, that the rest may also fear. When's the last time you've seen that? It's scripture, friends. I mean, you've seen Jesus continuously do it. You've seen John the Baptist continuously do it. You've seen the apostles continuously preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. But how many times have you seen it? And if you say to yourself, well, I don't think I've ever seen it, well, then I would tell you that's exactly why you've gotten the results that you've gotten, because you've done it without being heavenly minded. You've done it without the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is going to bear witness to the Word of God. And the Bible says to he who hath not the Son hath not life in 1 John 5. But to he who hath the Son hath life. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost is only going to bear witness to what? The truth. And the truth is always found in the Word of God. It's the best place to be. We're talking about preaching so as to convert nobody. Number 9, make no distinctive points and take no disturbing issues with the conscience of your hearers, lest they remember these issues and become alarmed about their souls. You know, it tells us in 2 Corinthians 5, I want you to hear this again, because this, again, is the New Testament. I mean, when you take the Old Testament, here, for example, the Old Testament says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die, right? That's the law. Grace says, like, for example, the sixth commandment, even if you're angry with your brother, right, you're in danger of the judgment. And the Old Testament's talking about murder, and the New Testament's talking about murder, too. See how grace magnifies itself above that of law? The law just merely drives us to the foot of the cross where we can do no more. It can do no more but put our faith in Jesus Christ, who teaches us what grace is actually all about. We'll take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Let's go on with this, friends. Preaching so as to convert nobody. This is all by President Charles Finney, Great Awakening preacher back in the 1800s. This was written in New York, September 7th, 1871. And I believe that we're moving up to 9. Yeah, 10. Yeah, let's go to 10. Avoid a logical division and subdivision of your subject. Justify the division. Justify the deconstructionism. Okay? Taking away the authority of what Scripture absolutely states. Okay? Just make it wide. Make it broad. Make it easy. Never point your finger at the person that is commanded to repent. We're talking about preaching as to convert nobody. Man, this really counters scriptures, doesn't it, friends? Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it. Beware of false prophets. What are false prophets telling you, friends? Well, they're born of the spirit of Antichrist, the carnal nature. They're enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Read Philippians 3. But this is again, what we hear all day. I don't know what's in Proverbs 1, but I'm going to go there right now because that's where I'm being led to go, and I'm going to go there. And it tells us, he said in Proverbs 1:22, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? You know, I've heard young people say, you know what, you know, you show them something that needs to be done, and they avoid the instructions manual. It's like someone that says they're going to go to a certain city out in the middle of the desert, and they don't want to pick up the map. They don't want to turn on their GPS. That's foolish, isn't it? Those that despise wisdom, the Bible says they're fools. And I'm going to tell you something, friends. They're fools. That's stupid is what that is. But the Lord said in Proverbs 1:22, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? He said, turn you at my reproof. Behold, the Lord said, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make my words known unto you. He said he would, by the Holy Ghost, make his words known unto you. He promised. Then the Lord said in verse 24, Proverbs 1, because I have called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel. You would have none of it. You would have none of my reproof, the Lord said. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when your fear cometh. He said, when your fear comes as a desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then they shall call upon me. For those that say, you can go ahead and keep playing the mercy of God, I'm here to tell you over and over again, especially right where I'm at, you are sadly mistaken. Also read Hebrews 10:26 when you get a moment, if you think that you're just going to continuously play the mercy of God. When you have a knowledge of the truth and you reject the truth, you're forsaking your own mercies. And the Bible tells us, thinking about Jonah 2:4, where it says, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. And observing lying vanities is to listen to those preachers today that just say, hey, you know what? No matter what you do, you're going into heaven, brother. Well, praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We had our 5 minutes of service now. Let's do an offering. Okay, let's go. Here we go now, guys. I mean, this is what you hear, and this isn't an exaggeration. It's really how it goes down in most churches today. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing. But look at this. The Lord says, then they shall call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Hey, and I'm not putting the death knell above your door. I am simply telling you that today is the day of salvation, 2 Corinthians 6:2. You're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised tomorrow. 144,000 people every day on this globe die unexpectedly. Every day. We don't know when it's our last breath, friends. We just don't know that. We can't predict that. Nobody can. And one thing's for sure is no man's able to save his own soul alive. So quit procrastinating. Quit kicking the can down the road, pretending that you still have more time. There's the voice of the enemy. They still have more time. They still have more time. No, I'm preaching the urgency of the Word of God, that you understand that today is the day of salvation, not next week. Not next week. Not the month after. Not when you get around to it. You may never get around to it. Just think about that. I'll do it in the future. Guess what? That future may not come. Today may be it. You walking up the stairs, that may be your last breath. You going to sleep. Hey, friends, had a friend of ours over here where I live. His dad went to sleep, and he died in his sleep. Just a sad situation. You just never know. I think the point is made. The Lord said in Proverbs 1:28, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Why? For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord and departing from iniquity. Proverbs 16:6. The Lord said they would none of my counsel. They despised all of my, listen carefully, my reproof. I didn't know that the Holy Ghost used reproof. Of course he uses reproof. Effeminate hireling pansies in the pulpit today, friends. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Well, I've never been reproved. No, I know. Because those guys at the pulpit, they hate you. They don't love you. Because if they loved you, they would reprove you, correct you, instruct you in the ways of righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. The Bible says at the end in Proverbs 1, verse 31, Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. You wanted to do it your way? The Lord says, okay, now you're going to be filled with the fruit of your own way. You're going to see how what you gave your heart to is going to deliver you. Matter of fact, in the book of Jeremiah, under judgment, the Lord said to him, tell them, hey, go to the gods that they serve and see if they'll deliver them in the time of judgment. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But listen to this. Here's the promise. Here's 90% law. Here's your grace. Here's your mercy. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of evil. Amen. Is this the gospel you're hearing today? Nope, not even close, friends. You just hear all these little pansies from the pulpits. That they care more about not offending you and offending God than anything else. Remember, they're not preaching out against the issues of the day, said George Barna, because of what? Their offerings and because of their attendance. I didn't say that. It's just what's happening today. Preaching so as to convert nobody. Number 11, give your sermon the form and substance of a flowing, beautifully written, but never to be remembered essay. So that your hearers will say, oh, wasn't that a beautiful sermon? But can give no further account of it. Yep. You want to know why he does that? Because he wants and he desires more of the approbation and the approval of man than he does God. And I'm here to tell you, when you read 1 John, friends, and you read Leviticus 19:17, you're going to understand what real hate is. And remember, King David said he was hated for his love. Why was he hated for his love? For telling people the truth that was to deliver their souls before God. Right? Same thing Jesus said in John 7:7 and John 15. The list goes on. They care more about the approval of men than they have a love for your soul. It's just that simple. I see it all day long, America. And it's hate. Hey, if that wasn't true, look at your kids in public schools. 86% of those that complain about what's going on concerning what the federal government is illegally doing, indoctrinating your kids illegally, Article 10, violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, 86% of those that are sending their kids to be illegally indoctrinated, to subject them to everything and to protect them from nothing, you know who they are? They're Christians, professed Christians. They're not Christians. It's a lack of Christianity. Stinking hypocrites. Jesus woed people like you. That's equivalent to a curse, damnation. Matthew 23, read Jeremiah 23. I'm going to just keep going back to the old and to the new, as the Holy Ghost gives it. Number 12, avoid preaching doctrines that are offensive to the carnal mind. Well, is that what we see today? Yep. Because the carnal mind, it tells us in Romans 8:7-8, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Hey, folks, I just did a couple days ago, friends, church signs. If they are not carnal, I have no idea what they are. But these are the sort of people that are not pleasing God because they are the ones that are responsible for preaching so as to convert nobody. Putting the Word of God up against what's being preached today, folks, it's the same problem they had back in the 1800s as what we're dealing with today in the present. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.